Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 20th day in January of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Thursday. And we're going to start with cryptocurrency. It's fantastic, it is easy, it's a great way that people are making money, but it does have risks. Highlighting that risk is the fact that an exchange or a trading platform where users of cryptocurrency must go to buy, sell, and trade their cryptocurrency, and we're talking Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, and any of the other dozens of different kinds of cryptocurrency. These trading platforms are required because banks backed by nations can't legally tender or trade cryptocurrency. And one such cryptocurrency trading platform, Crypto.com, which is the third largest trading platform in the world, notified the public that 423 customer accounts were compromised. What happened that we know of is that on the 17th of January, deposits were withdrawn from these accounts, and those are unauthorized transactions. And so, to address the issue, Crypto.com shut down all withdrawals for 14 hours and forced users to reset their multi-factor authentication to help protect their accounts. Despite these efforts, the impact, according to the CEO, is anywhere between $15 and $33 million. Now, there's a lot of details we don't know, like exactly how criminals gained access to these accounts, how much money they actually stole versus how much money was spent remediating. But what we know is that cryptocurrency exchanges are places that are, while there are regulatory authorities over them, it's not the same as it is in a bank, and they make very lucrative cybercrime targets as a result. So if you cryptocurrency, just know that your exchange is a juicy target for cyber criminals. So do your homework and pick your exchange wisely. On the topic of WISE, there is an advanced persistent threat, which just means a cybercrime group that's been around for a very long time and is very sophisticated, known as APT-41. You'll also see it tracked as Winty. Now, yesterday on the podcast, we talked about how there was a new group operating under the Winty umbrella, meaning that they could be tasked and or are associated directly with Winty, the APT-41 group. Now, APT-41 is Chinese-speaking, and many believe that they operate at the behest of the Chinese government. And all those years operating, they've been around for over 10, have made them somewhat wise, if not very sophisticated in their craft. A new piece of malware that's called Moonbounce is being dubbed the, quote, most advanced Eufy firmware implant available in the wild to any criminal. Now, it's not just any criminal, obviously. APT-41 is the only one known to use it, but it is the most sophisticated amongst any criminals. Now, Eufy stands for Unified Extensible Firmware Interface, and it is a very specific kind of malware enabling access after actors have compromised. It's usually very difficult to detect, and it helps to allow actors to gain access to computer systems, even if in many cases, there are remediation efforts. Now, what's interesting about Moonbounce is that it's not stored on the hard drive or in the RAM, but rather in the SPI flash memory of the motherboard itself. So you could actually replace the entirety of the hard disk drive to include the operating system and still have an APT-41 infection. And APT-41 is very sophisticated as highlighted, but they're also very persistent. That's the P in APT. In 2020, the United States Justice Department outed five of their members publicly, saying these are the people doing this activity, and yet, 2 years later, we still see the group deploying this very sophisticated malware. And we're just going to stay in China because there's something that we need to talk about regarding the Olympics. The 2022 Winter Olympics are going to be held in Beijing. And amidst a global pandemic, there's a lot of concern about how to control COVID-19 infections, especially amidst variants like Omicron. And one answer that the Chinese government has made mandatory is a use of a mobile application. The My 2022 app is on mobile devices and is mandatory for visitors and attendees of the Olympic Games. It allows contact tracing. It allows a lot of other features as well, including the ability to report bad political discourse, which is a very important thing that China monitors. Well, the problem is that this app has all sorts of data. If you have COVID and you report it, it has your health data. If you're vaccinated, that is a data element that's put into this mobile application. Your name, your passport number if you're traveling, your identification number if you're local. All these details are in the app. And researchers in early December discovered that the app had two flaws that impacted both the iOS, so Apple devices, and Android, so Google and other phone devices as well. And why this matters is because these flaws, basically a failed implementation of SSL and encryption, allow for man-in-the-middle attacks or deceptive attacks in which your device connects to servers that are not necessarily good. Those attackers would set up a fake server with a name, get close to you, and your device would connect or be redirected to, and you could have your data stolen or observed that way. And again, the problem is that the operators of this mobile app, My 2022, were notified on the 3rd of December. They were given 45 days by the researchers who are now making this public information so that attendees can choose to go or not based on the requirements of a leaky mobile app. And that's where we're going to end today on leaked data. There's a very significant data breach in which the personal data of over 500,000 vulnerable individuals was leaked. Now, we don't know the details about this attack just yet, but there's a contractor in Switzerland who operates on behalf of the Red Cross. Now, the International Committee of the Red Cross has publicly announced that this contractor in Switzerland was the victim of an unspecified cyber attack in which the data of 515,000 individuals was stolen. And that data includes their name, location, communication, and other elements that are very important. And the Red Cross helps people in need. And so this is very damning because those people are vulnerable. They're asking for help in most cases. Or it's the Red Cross's efforts to help a very underprivileged or people who had an emergency. And so this has been followed up by a plea from the International Committee of the Red Cross to the attackers to please understand that these are not just your average people, but people who really need help, and you're making their situation far worse. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Friday. Hopefully you only have one more day left in the week, so stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong, and we'll see you then. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a high school football coach from Pittsburgh. Brian DeLallo, who coaches the Bethel Park High School football team, is getting a sincere tip of the cap for being creative and supportive of not just his athletes, but his community. Recently, the Pittsburgh High School had a snow day. It was a Monday, no one had to go to school, and yet football training is very important. And while the gym was closed, the coach decided his players could help their community, making weight training day into clearing snow for the elderly day. He instructed his team to find elderly or disabled individuals in their neighborhood and to shovel all the snow from their driveway, annotating that that is your workout of the day. So to you, Brian, for your sincerity in supporting your community and the children and elderly in them, a sincere tip of the cap.